is a left brain teaching. You guys know what I'm talking about, left brain teaching? Here's your left brain and here's your right brain. And so this teaching last week was kind of logical. It was a lot of facts, a lot of information. It's kind of rational. We talked a lot about this. And what I want to do this week is I want to switch over to our right brain. This is kind of your artistic side, your creative side, your imaginative side, emotional side. You might think to yourself, well, I don't have this side of the brain. Anybody think like that? Like there's no part of that brain in me?
That's all me.
That's all you. So this is the right side of the brain. And so we're going to kind of spend a little bit more time this morning in kind of this imagination, just kind of creating and thinking about the text, meditating on the text. We're going to kind of soak in the text. What I want to do this morning is we're going to use, I've been reading this book. I've kind of been using it as my Advent companion. My friend Jan Johnson wrote this. It's one of her more recent books. It's called Meeting God in Scripture. Some of you guys have seen this or read this. Jan's a dear friend of mine, and she wrote just this phenomenal book. And all it is it's about three or four pages each, and you just have a little chapter, and she kind of just leads you through a little guided meditation. And I've just been doing it, and I was like, you know what? I want to. She had one for Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus was one of the meals that we were going to study. And so I had scribbled a note that when we'd come to this meal, we would kind of take a look at this and just kind of go through this process as Jan would lead it. And so I first off, I recommend this book. I would highly encourage everybody to buy 3 copies for all of your friends for Christmas. This is a great Christmas. Right, Deetra?
Yeah. You can pirate it too if you go to
Google Books. Yeah, if you go on Google Books, you can read most of it for free. So we're gonna basically kind of use this book as kind of a guided meditation for this morning. And when we talk about this kind of Lectio Divina, this divine reading, I guess this might be a hard analogy for a lot of you guys to understand, because I know that none of you guys, it's a bit like tasting wine, okay? Now, I know this, again, just imagine for a second you are at a wine tasting. I know nobody here in this church does that. Praise Jesus, you're sanctified, holy, and righteous. So you're going to have to use your right brain to imagine this. When you go to a wine tasting, the goal isn't to just chug wine, right? You go to the wine tasting. Who said yes? Mark, was that you? you go get that small taste of wine and you kind of swirl it around. What do you do then? Sniff it. Ronnie, what's going on in there?
You gotta look at it through the light.
Gotta look at it through the light. look at the tannins, right? Then you taste it.
Don't look too long.
And then you smell it again. You swirl it around, right? And this is kind of what we'll do with the text. When you go to wine tasting, the goal isn't just to get through as much wine as possible. It's to enjoy and to kind of savor and meditate on the wine and sip on the wine, right? And again, I know that's a hard analogy for a lot of you guys because I know that's, you know. But this is what we'll do this morning with the text. And so what I want to do this morning is we'll just do, I just want to explain it and then we're going to just jump into it and do it. Let me just give a couple thoughts about distractions. How many people get distracted easily? Oh, good. I'm not the only one. Here's what we'll do for your distractions. One of the things Jan recommends is she says, don't try not to be distracted. How many people get distracted and you're like, oh, stop being distracted, stop being, and you're trying to like force your mind back the other way, right? You're trying to like oversteer and you end up in the gutter. Jan says, replace your distraction with a phrase from Scripture such as, be still and know that I'm God. Or the Lord God is with me. So as those distractions come into your mind, you just kind of go and just replace those distractions with just a little phrase from Scripture, right? Or sometimes Jan would often say, okay, Lord, can you help me now, right? And then the second thing is sometimes, you know, you're sitting here and one of the distractions that comes into my mind is your to-do list, right? You got all these things you got to do this afternoon or tomorrow or for Christmas or whatever. And so one of the things that I do as I've been kind of going through this book is I just keep a little note on the side. And I just, if one of those to-do things, I just scribble it down. And I say, okay, this will be for later, right? So if you're in this kind of meditation moment this morning and you have a to-do list, you just kind of write it down and you just say, okay, this is for later. It'll pop up into your head, I guarantee you. You're going to be sitting here and like, oh, I gotta go, you know, water the plants or I got to go. And then the last thing I would say is just maybe just turn off the cell phone. Or put on airplane mode. I have a smartwatch, so my watch sometimes buzzes when I'm trying to do this, and it just kind of It's one of those distractions that kind of send you sideways. You know, you get a text message or an email or something in the middle of it. So sometimes I'll just put it on airplane mode. And unless you're like, unless some your wife's pregnant right now, or you have somebody that's, you know, you're probably not in dire need of your cell phone for the next 15, 20 minutes. So those are just kind of three things to help us with distractions. What I want to do this morning is, everybody got a Bible? Would you need a Bible? You need a pad? You need a pen? Because you'll be scribbling down some notes. There's a pens back there, Donna. Would you grab them? And
Yeah,
you'd be all right. I'd put on airplane mode so you're not getting buzzes in the middle of kind of trying to read it and meditate. And if you've been in this church, we've done meditations before in this church, and that's kind of, we haven't done it, I don't think recently, but we've done it in the past. And so I'm going to kind of do a little hybrid. I'm going to kind of open us up with a little bit of a quieting of ourselves, a quieting of our hearts. Again, we just kind of come in here with a lot going on and just kind of all these things. And then after we do that, we'll kind of jump into the Lectio Divina, this kind of divine reading part. And so let's just do that. If you guys just kind of want to, just make sure you get into a comfortable place. Just close your eyes for a second. Make sure that your posture is just comfortable. And then just kind of take some deep breaths in and out. In and out. For the next 15 minutes, 20 minutes, there's no big rush. Just want to be present. Relax your neck, your shoulders, as you exhale, just kind of relax your spine, your posture. And maybe place, as you kind of relax your arms, maybe place your palms up as a way to say, Lord, I want to receive from you this morning. God, we want to receive from you this morning a word in action, an emotion, a vision. And again, just focus on your breathing. Take five deep cleansing breaths. And as we open this meditation, I want you to get out your pen and your paper, and I want you to think about this question. Maybe write somebody's name down. Who is someone you know whom you would be shocked to discover they decided to follow Jesus? Someone you know whom you'd be shocked to discover they decided to follow Jesus. I'm going to have you read the text in 1 second, but before you do, I'm going to give you just a couple key words to think about. This story is about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector. Tax collectors were hated and considered unclean. They skimmed money off the income of other tax collectors, who in turn skimmed money off of Jewish citizens. Lying to them was condoned. At one point, this man, Zacchaeus, is going to climb a sycamore fig tree. Zacchaeus needed to climb the tree not just because he was short, but because it wouldn't have been safe for such a hated man to walk unprotected in a crowd. A man like Zacchaeus would not typically have shamed himself by climbing a tree, but perhaps the leafy sycamore tree would shield him from view. Jesus is going to go eat at this man's house, and he says, "Today salvation has come to your house." The Greek word soteria means rescue or safety, physically or morally, to be delivered, or to health. So what I want you to do is get your Bible, and if you want, it's on page 732. I want you to read this through, and I want you to read it through 2 times slowly. And just spend a minute listening to this text. Now let me read it aloud 1 time to us. And I want you to pay attention to what word or phrase falls on your ear. And I want you to write that down. Ronnie, I love the image that you use. I was kind of thinking about that, where if you were to take the word and you were just to kind of hold it up to the light, what shines through? What do you notice when you allow this word to have some space what falls on your ear. So just as I read it, just listen for that. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." What word or phrase falls on your ear? Next, I'm going to ask about five questions for us just to kind of reflect on this text. And just take a little bit of space and maybe write down a response to these questions. What are some possible reasons that a gangster like Zacchaeus was willing to go to such lengths to see Jesus? He not only put himself at risk to be hurt by a crowd of people who no doubt hated him, but also shamed himself by perching in a tree. Maybe he heard about Jesus from other tax collectors. Maybe he had heard that one of Jesus' disciples had been a tax collector. Maybe he had heard Jesus teach before, perhaps in Jerusalem. Maybe his wife had heard Jesus teach and told Zacchaeus about him. Or is there something else that comes to mind? Next question. If you had been in the crowd, what would you have expected a rabbi to say to Zacchaeus? "You're a very bad person. Return these people's money now. You must change your ways. Come study with me. Why are you betraying Israel and working for the pagans? Or does something else come to mind?
Any rabbi or Jesus?
Any rabbi. Next question. Think about Jesus spending time at a notorious, nefarious, despised person's house. We might fill in a convicted sex offender, an adulterer, a political enemy or traitor, a neighborhood addict, a convicted felon, someone who would appall or disgust you. Would you agree to stay at their house, or would you have refused? Why? Imagine you're a fly on the wall in this story. Look over the story and picture the large crowd following Jesus in this huge, overhanging sycamore tree. Imagine a well-dressed, wealthy man sitting on one of the branches. And here's a little bit of a visual aid to help us see this sycamore tree. How far do you think Zacchaeus climbed in the tree? How long did it take him to get down? And what were the murmurs and whispers as he's climbing down the tree? What did Jesus' face look like as he climbs down? And you can respond to maybe one or two of those. Say that again.
Is that an actual sycamore tree?
That is an actual sycamore tree. Now, as we have this story and these thoughts and questions kind of swirling in our head, let me read the story one more time. And I have just one or two slides more of questions for us to meditate on. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I had cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Write down that moment. Maybe this is the first moment, but write down that moment in the story that stands out to you. And then you want to ask yourself, how does what stood out to me relate to something in my current life stage? And then what I'd like you to do, and we'll spend this will be over the next 5 minutes, is I'd like you then to kind of, you have probably have one page of, or a half a page, or some notes on one page. I'd like you to start another page. And I'd like you to take a few moments and write down a response. And this could be in a journal or kind of a letter form, or it could just be bullet points or whatever. But I want you then to respond back to God about what God might be inviting you to be, what God might be inviting you to know or understand, what God might be inviting you to embrace or to even do. So take the next 5 minutes. And you have two questions there, and then I want you to actually then respond to the Lord in a writing. And again, this is the right brain side. This is the artistic, the creative, the imaginative side. And so embrace that part of your brain, and we'll close in about 5 minutes.